genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because I have a giveaway today for two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe just in time for lunch. We'll be giving those away just a little bit later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is leadership. Each of my guests will explain leadership, whether it's in business or politics. My first guest is a former CEO of Medtronic turned college professor. We'll discuss personal and leadership development from his latest book, True North Groups. My second guest is a political science professor at the University of North Texas. We'll dissect the GOP presidential candidate debate to see which candidate delivered the goods in the debate and who's the likely Republican nominee. My third guest is Ventura's city manager. We'll discuss several hot topics around Ventura, including the WAVE project. And if you want to call in, ask a question of any of my guests, you can call us at 639-0008. Bill George is a professor of management practice at Harvard Business School, where he has taught since 2004. He is the author of four best-selling books. His latest book is titled True North Groups, A Powerful Path to Personal and Leadership Development. Bill is the former chairman and chief executive officer of Medtronic. Earlier in his career, he was an executive with Honeywell and Litton Industries, and he also served in the U.S. Department of Defense. Bill currently serves as a director of ExxonMobil, Goldman Sachs, and also recently served on the boards of Novartis and Target Corporation. Bill received his BSIE with high honors from Georgia Tech, his MBA with high distinction from Harvard University. He got a PhD from Georgia Tech and Bryant University as well. He was named one of the top 25 business leaders of the past 25 years by PBS. He was Executive of the Year in 2001 by the Academy of Management and Director of the Year in 2001 and 2002 by the National Association of Corporate Directors. He and his wife live between Cambridge, Massachusetts and in Minnesota, where he's calling us today. His wife runs their family foundation and is deeply involved with integrative medicine. Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you today?
Bill, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and thank you for being our thought leader today. So let's dive right into it. Your new book, True North Groups, is all predicated on the work that you did finding your true north. So let's start at the beginning. What is true north?
True north is your basic belief set, values, and principles you lead your life by. We came out of the interviews we did from my earlier book, True North, which we tried to capture the essence of what these 125 leaders told us about what was really important to them. It wasn't about their traits, characteristics, styles, or anything like that. It was really who they were as people, their life stories, the crucibles they'd faced, times they'd lost their way, and how they had developed themselves as leaders over the years. And one of the things we learned is that a lot of leaders lose their way because they don't have anyone in their life to if you will, coach them, to be a sounding board, to give them feedback, to help them with tough decisions.
Well, and that is very interesting. I noticed that in a couple of the stories from your original book, True North, that there was one executive, and I can't remember his name right now, but it wasn't until he had his third wife that he really got his bearing and got his life back in order. Explain for me one of the statements that you make in your book, True North, what you mean by your story is not your life.
Well, I think really, it has to do with how do we look at our life. If I face some really difficult situations, which all of us have, life-threatening illness, loss of a parent, a father that never really appreciated who you were, failure as I did I ran for election 7 times in high school and college and lost all 7 times, kind of a sense of rejection. It's all how you look on that. It's not just the factual story, but how do you frame that? Do you see yourself as an overcomer that can overcome great difficulty, or see yourself as a victim? If you see yourself as a victim, Bill, you'll go through life thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I grew up poor, and, you know, I really can't stand being poor, and so money is what's really important to me. Or you frame it and say, hey, you know, I can come out of this and really make a difference in the world. And I think that's the latter is what we're trying to encourage people to do, not to get trapped by some of their own demons and negative narratives.
Now, that makes sense. My guest is Bill George. We're talking about his new book, True North Groups. And talk to me a little bit, if you will, Bill, about that True North, your inner compass, if you will. Certainly you need to have self-awareness, and you gained that through losing all those elections and the successes that you've had in business. Of course, you have to know what your values and your motivations are. But talk to me about leading an integrated life. I mean, you referred to that earlier. How important is leading an integrated life into really having your true inner compass, your true north?
I think I was in my 30s before I realized that I really, if I was going to be an authentic person, I had to be the same person at work, at home, in the community, in my personal life, and I was anything but that. I was trying to be a rising star at work and engaged in the community and a laid-back guy at home. You really can't do that. I think you really have to have that sense of integrity, being who you are, wherever you are, and letting people see you for that person. And that's why I think, you know, people that say, I work 100 hours a week, you're going to destroy your leadership if you do that and don't really get the advice and counsel of other people and delegate to them.
Now, that makes sense. My guest is Bill George, author of True North Groups. So, Bill, what are True North Groups, and how do they aid in the development of one's leadership skills?
Well, I think we try to capture in the book the essence of the need to have a support group around you with whom you can take your toughest problems, Bill, your dilemmas. You can talk about what you believe and share different beliefs. I formed my first group with 3 other people. Now we have 8 guys that meet every Wednesday morning from 7:15 to 8:30. We meet for 36 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
We have a couples group. They're meeting monthly for 28 years. We met just this past Sunday. You know, and I was facing, I'll give you an example, I was facing a dilemma of I was unhappy in my work at Honeywell, even though I was on my way to the top. I was kind of moving away from a value-centered leader to getting in that corporate rat race and playing the corporate political game. And I took it to my group, and they were able to point out to me what they saw happening in me. And as a result, you know, I eventually decided to leave Honeywell and go to Medtronic.
Oh.
And frankly, it was the best decision I ever made. If I hadn't had my group there, I wouldn't have had somebody to call me on the fact that I was becoming more of a phony and I wasn't real. And I wasn't following what I wanted to do. I was kind of playing the corporate game.
All right. Well, my guest is Bill George. Bill, the True North Groups, do a little compare and contrast for me. In what ways are True North Groups similar to and different from Napoleon Hill's mastermind groups?
Well, I think there's a lot of similarity to them. These are groups where you have, we saw in the mastermind groups, we've interviewed all these groups, True North, the YPO Forum, Young Presidents Organization Forum, which 85% of all YPOers belong to, very similar. The key to this is that you start out with a sense of agreement on confidentiality, that you trust the other members of the group, and you agree to be open. And we've had over 1,500 MBAs and executives go through these programs at Harvard where they're in these groups. But if you don't have that kind of boundary on it, it won't work. But then there has to be that spirit of openness, of sharing who you are, not kind of what you are, but your life story. What are the tough times you face? Because without that, the group will not work. And so we've tried to capture in the new book how you put such a group together, the kind of members you want, how you get agreement on a member's contract, and how you deal with difficult times.
Yeah, and you break it down, and I love the cleverness of this, forms, norms, and performs, which is great.
Right.
But let's
and
talk
storms.
And storms. I forgot about storms. We will talk about that. Yeah. But let's dive into it. So what do you look for in a True North group? I mean, there's some very distinct and succinct things that you are looking for. Can you reel them off for us?
Well, you certainly look for members that are going to be open, that will be trustworthy, if you will, and willing to share, and frankly, they will engage in non-judgmental feedback. One of the problems we have in our life is who gives us the honest feedback? In business, you get yourself in a lot of trouble having sycophants around you who tell you how great you are. Politicians fall into that trap all the time.
Yes, they do.
And so who do you have to tell it like it is? Hey, Bill, I think you're losing it. Or can empathize with you or see after my wife had breast cancer and I was in denial that this could be life-threatening, they can help me see that. and could link that up to other events in my life and why I was in that denial. Without a group like this around you, it's very easy to go off.
Wow, that is an important part. But talk to me about confidentiality, because, I mean, if you're sharing those deep secrets, those family secrets, breast cancer, as you mentioned in your particular case, how important is confidentiality in this group?
It's essential. It won't work any other way. In fact, we actually have a member's contract in the book. We actually recommend people sign that. That's what we do in our courses at Harvard. Everyone signs the agreement, and they pledge to be confidential. And honestly, I've never seen a violation among any of our students, or certainly not my personal groups, because it would destroy it. If I've just shared some very personal with you, and somehow you use that against me, or you take it to other people, I didn't want to know that. It's hard, you know. We're really showing. We're doing is we're unmasking and taking off the armor and being vulnerable. And I think that's how we grow. But you have to have some confidence the people you're doing that with are not going to take advantage of you.
We're talking about True North Groups with the author of the book, True North Groups, Bill George. Bill, all right, so now we've got the norms, what you have to have in this group. The bigger question is, how do you find, recruit, and secure the right people to be in your group?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the best thing to do is start with two or three close associates that you have that kind of relationship with, and then build a list of characteristics. We suggest some in the book of the same kind of qualities I've been talking about: openness, willing to make the commitment, frankly, to be there. It's a big commitment to be there every Wednesday morning at 7:15, and to commit to the norms of the group. And so we recommend a group about 6 to 8 people. My men's group has 6, and our courses at Harvard have 6 in them. So a small group, so there's enough airtime. But you get the kind of people in there that can become colleagues. They don't have to be close friends, but they are willing to truly share at a deep level and go, for, as we say, from the head to the heart, and not just talk about intellectual subjects, but actually talking about subjects that are really important.
And one of the critical parts of that, Bill, is to be able to listen without judging. How do you evaluate a candidate or somebody who might be part of your True North group on the characteristic that they can listen without being judgmental? That seems to me very hard.
That is very hard. In fact, one of the things we recommend is give them a trial period. Let them come to a couple meetings to see if they like it. Let them engage. And then before you make a decision about whether to go ahead, if it's someone new to the group and the group already has established norms. But also, we can learn these qualities. I've learned. I tended to be quite judgmental early on. I suppose I still am to some extent, and learn not to judge people, and really to listen to their differences and actually appreciate and respect those differences. That's something in our courses at Harvard. Students are very diverse, and so we intentionally make them very diverse. So you learn from someone halfway around the world, a different race, different gender, different national origin from you are. Actually, you're not all that different. You have similar kinds of problems, and it's a great learning experience, Bill.
Well, it sounds like it would be, Bill. All right, so now we've got the group. We've got it together, as it were, and something that you had mentioned in an earlier response was these groups need to stay together, and it's a period of time that you call storming in your little analogy there. Talk to me about storming. What is it that pulls these groups apart, and how do you resolve some of the storms that are bound to come up when you've got 6 or 8 people trying to coexist?
Well, certainly one is if somebody's dominating the group and doesn't really listen well to others. And so we recommend every dozen sessions or so there be a feedback session, and we can give each other, maybe have a retreat off-site, but you give people honest feedback and say, you know, Bill, I think you're trying to dominate the two group too much. Let's give everyone airtime. Let's give everyone a chance to participate. Some of the people are quieter than you are. Everyone has to have their shot, because I have a tendency to jump in pretty quickly, and so I've tried to monitor that tendency. So that's the kind of thing that can happen. You can have someone that just doesn't fit in the group for whatever reason. They violated the norms of the group they've done, and you actually have to ask them to leave the group. That's very painful, but it's better to do that than break the group up. Or maybe you selected somebody that's just not a good fit, and that will happen sometimes. But I think that gets to the whole notion of the underpinning these groups is having honest conversation. Something I might add is woefully lacking in our society. There aren't many places you can go to at work, in your community, and have sometimes not even your family, where you can have an honest conversation.
Very true. Those crucial conversations are important. My guest is Bill George, author of the book True North Groups. So, Bill, now you've got the group together. You've ironed out all of the little storms that come up. Now it's time for the group to perform. So give us some examples of high-performance groups and what they're capable of accomplishing.
Well, a high-performance group is one where there's an easy interaction and they're willing to dig deeper into subjects maybe they don't know much about and really probe times when you haven't had courage, when you've really gone into to tough situations in your life and look at those at a deeper level and how you link all those things up. Or you're facing a difficult ethical problem at work and you can bring it to the group and they can give you feedback. Or as one my co-author, Doug Baker, talks about, he was going to New York, and we was talking about going to New York. He got a huge promotion, and the group told him, Doug, that's just not you. You're not going to fit. You're going to get in a political environment, and you won't do well. Your wife will be unhappy, and we counseled him not to do it, and eventually he decided not to do it. He would cite that as an example of probably saved his life and his marriage for not chasing his own ego to take this big job in New York.
Well, that's a good example of honest feedback from the book True North Grips. My guest is Bill George. Bill, what do you want people to take away from reading your book, True North Grips?
Well, what I'd really like them to do is appreciate that leaders and human beings have to focus on their own growth. There's no substitute. But to do that, you need a group around you to help you do that. You can't just live. We're not ascetics that live on a mountain somewhere all alone. We need to have a group, not just a social group, but an honest group around you. And I'd hope they'd form groups. I'm very excited about this idea, and I hope people will go out and form their own groups, and we'll hear back from them about the stories of their groups and how they're doing and what they've gotten out of them, and encourage other people to do so, because I think it has, I tell you, these groups have been a godsend in my life. It's really changed my life, having two groups in my life for the last, 36 and 28 years, really made a huge difference.
Wow. Now, Bill, have you set up feedback mechanisms for people to respond back to you and give stories of successes?
We have. Two ways. We have my website, BillGeorge.org, and then my colleague Doug Baker and I are setting up True North Groups Institute, both of which are online, and both of which ask for feedback and we get them. And Doug's even going to be offering a form of counseling and support for people that want to set up a group and need some advice and counsel.
Wow, that is great. My guest has been Bill George, author of the book True North Grips, A Powerful Path to Personal and Leadership Development. Bill, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about this concept, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, just to they can go get the book from Amazon.com, or they can go on my website, BillGeorge.org, or they can go on the True North Grips Institute website.
True North Institute's website. That is great. Bill, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, thank you for having me on the show. It's been a delight.
It has been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.